Okay, everybody, in this lesson, we're going to talk about how to find out if people want your book, how much they're paying for similar books in that category, and then how to show up in the right categories so that you're easier to discover and you don't get buried by other authors. Now, I have Tim here who's new to this process. Whenever I skip steps, or whenever I cheat and take shortcuts or whatever, Tim, you're gonna stop me and slow me down, right?
Absolutely, Todd, because I also need to do this as well. And when we did the rehearsal, you did go a little bit quick. So I'm going to make sure and hold you accountable that we get this really simplified.
Keep me honest. I love it. So, our goal here is to teach you how to find the right categories. And in order to do that, we're going to use these three tools that you see on the screen. One is just Amazon.com, where all the books live. The second is this Kindlepreneur calculator, and that's kindlepreneur.com/Amazon-KDP-SalesRank.Calculator. That's a long URL. And then the final thing we'll use is this spreadsheet that all of you have in your bonus materials for the course. And over time, we're going to start filling out this spreadsheet. I'll do that in the lesson so that you can fill out your own and make informed decisions as far as where to put your book and how to make sure people find it. Because at the end of the day, it's a lot more fun when people are reading the book that you put all your love and care into. So with that, let's get started. I think it makes sense to explain the category structure first. So all of Amazon, everything you see here, including products or books or movies or whatever it is based on a category tree. What does that mean? That sounds kind of crazy, a category tree. Does it have roots? Does it have branches? What it means is everything spawns off the next. So you might have a big category that says Kindle ebooks, and then another category that says business, and then beneath that there's a category that says investing, and then beneath that there's a category that says currencies. Some go that deep and some don't. What we're going to do first is kind of take a look at how those trees kind of splay out. So we're in Kindle books, and I'm going to click here on bestsellers and more. This is a little bit complicated, but Amazon is always trying to hide its so you can where you can browse, because it was much rather you just buy a book, right? That makes sense. So there are a few extra clicks here, but I promise it's going to be worth it. So we went to Kindle Store, we went to Bestsellers and More, and now we're going to go to Kindle Bestsellers. And over here on the left side of your screen is where you start to see the magic. You've always been seeing it down here with my wonderful face, but now we see some more magic here in the category tree. So you'll notice what we're looking at on this page is bestsellers in the whole Kindle store. That means if all of the books on Amazon were ranked, this is the one that's selling the best today in the Kindle store. These categories here are drop downs from the biggest category. So I'm going to click into Kindle eBooks because that's where we're going to get some details around the types of books that are showing up here. Again, we see Choose Me, number one, top of the Kindle eBooks. That makes sense because we're still looking at that same broad category. Now, Tim and I are not going to be writing thrillers with female protagonists. Probably we'll be writing something else. So, Tim, as I'm scrolling down here on the left, do you see any categories that jump out on you that you might be writing in?
I'm thinking that 7-day switch, assuming that's not fiction, sounds like something I would maybe write.
That is fiction, it looks like. I'm basing it on that. But let's actually, it looks like a lot of this is, but that's a good, hey, write down the title though, because that's a really good title for a nonfiction book for sure. We're seeing a lot of fiction on the main page, actually. But what we're going to do is look deeper into these categories. So, Tim, if you had a book called The 7-Day Switch and it was about morning routines or workflow, productivity, probably that'd show up here in the self-help category. So we're going to click into that. Now, do you see how this is going?
I'd be willing to bet that, like, if this is my first book, though, would it be right in saying that I'm not going to get a number one in the self-help category?
I would say that's highly likely that you will not get a number one in the self-help category. And that's because this is a monstrous, a really big niche. Some context, James Clear is here, ranking number 4. I know for a fact that he's currently on the New York Times bestsellers list. So he's on the list, and he's number 4 in this huge niche. And so remember, okay, we started in the store, we started in the ebooks. There was a different book at number 1 than there is here. So you have some different rankings. And this is where it starts to get a little confusing from an Amazon perspective, because as we dig into these numbers, you're going to see multiple different rankings for the same book. That's kind of counterintuitive to every other list where we're going, okay, you know, you've got 15 books on the New York Times bestseller list. You've got a finite amount of books on the Wall Street Journal list, and it's just like the one book that's all they have. In Amazon, because it came from a tech background and they needed all this data and different ways to slice up things, one book can be in several different places with several different rankings at the same time. It's a little mysterious on the surface, but once we dig into this, we're going to find a way to have our book show up in more places at one time. So Tim, we're writing a self-help book. We maybe don't want to compete with the legendary Stephen Covey or the on fire James Clear right now. Let's look over here on the left side, and we've got some other options. We got creativity, eating disorders, happiness, inner child, journaling, memory improvement, motivational. Does any of this sound like a subcategory that might work for you? What are you liking when you see this list?
Yeah, I try and write inspirational content, so I'd naturally be gravitating towards the motivational type of self-improvement.
Okay, so we're going Kindle, ebooks, self-help, subcategory again, down to motivational. And we're going to check that out for a minute. Now, immediately I see here that we've got the same book that was dominating the category as a whole. So that makes me go, okay, that's interesting. This might be a tough one to crack, because not only is she number one in this motivational category, she's also number one in all of self-help today. It's interesting. It's interesting. It's probably a signal that this is a very hot market. And I think a lot of people would look at that and go, oh no, like, it's a hot market. Like, everybody's already written my book. I look at this and a part of my brain goes, aha, readers, right? Because it's like if I was writing, a thriller about a woman who maybe murdered her husband or not around the time that Gone Girl came out, which is a book about a similar premise. When people finish one type of book, usually what they want is more of that type of book, especially in the self-help genre, where we know that we're always looking to improve, we're always looking to get better. People want self-improvement books, and naturally they're going to be customers in the millions, probably, as we're looking through this. So let's take our first step, Tim, in seeing if this is a category that makes sense for you. What we're going to do is click into this book. And we see, again, it's a number one bestseller, a different category here. So, wow, this book is doing really well today. What I'm going to do is scroll down past the description, past the other ads, passed all the publisher praise, passed the editorial reviews. By the way, some of this stuff is only available if you're going with a traditional publisher. So I'm guessing that she has someone working to get this book out today. Passed the excerpt all the way down here to the product details. Okay? Now, as I mentioned earlier, there are different rankings. We see that Kendra here is in these three different categories, and she's ranking here overall. So if I were back on that homepage that had the 7-day switch, and it had, I'm trying to remember the number one book now, but Choose Me. If we were to scroll down that page, we would eventually see this book. If we be past all the fiction books, and this book would be on top. Does that make sense, Tim? I think I explained that okay. Do we need to go look at the main page and see where it shows up, or are you clear on that?
No, I'm clear. I just it sounds like we're going to try and work out which category to get into, which is the hard part. Yes. Because naturally, if you don't go through that process, then you'll end up just putting your book in a broad category like business, and then you're going to have a ton of competition, and it's probably not going to work so well. So my thinking is that I'd probably want to have a popular category, and I might want to have some really small categories like, say, happiness, where there's not as much competition, so that I can kind of build some momentum in a small category and then grow my way into one of those bigger categories.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you brought up competition, because that's a great transition. We're going to look at that right now.